Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Now, let's go tonight to 1 Peter and watch how this works. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia. Now, elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father through sanctification of the Spirit unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace unto you and peace be multiplied. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to His abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, that fadeth not away and reserved in heaven for you. Now that's the plan. Who are kept by the power of God through faith. Now we've injected, let's put up the definition of faith again. Now, faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed. This is the title deed. You own it. If you know it, you own it. And if you know where the deed is, you can prove it. Lord, I get excited about faith. That's my job. You own it. The things we hope for, hope is a powerful thing. Hope is the blueprint. You take that promise and you get that promise in your heart and in your mind, and it becomes the blueprint in the name, and that's what you hope. But faith becomes the title deed to it. You own it, and now it's yours. Hallelujah. It is the proof of things we do not see, the conviction of their reality, faith perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses. Let's just leave that up there for a little while, so we'll have that handy. That the trial, verse 7, of your faith being much more precious than of gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen, you love, in whom, though now you see Him not, yet believing, yet having faith, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Oh, verse 9, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. That's not your spirit, that's your soul. Your mind, your will, and your emotions. The salvation, the peace that He's talking about here to start with. It's just the peace of mind. The easy part. Now, come on down. Verse 19, with precious blood of Christ as a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who by Him do believe in God that raised Him up from the dead and gave Him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God, seeing you have purified your souls, obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love. And brethren, see that you love one another with a pure heart fervently, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible by the Word of God, which lives and abides forever. That's God's DNA. Born of Him. But the word of the Lord endures forever. And this is the word by which the gospel is preached unto you now. Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and evil speakings. A lot of correction here, right? He'll brag on you 1 second and then there's something else I want to talk to you about. Now, it is well, I've been guilty of this myself, and I'll just put it to you like this. Well, you go to Isaiah 53:4-5. Surely he, and you say, surely he, Jesus, bore our sicknesses and carried our pains. And then 1 Peter 2:24, by his stripes you were healed. Now, somebody does that over and 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 nothing happens and they give up and say, I'll just die somehow. What is the problem? 1 Peter is only 5 chapters long. And it may be in the 5th chapter, not the 2nd. Casting the whole of your care over on him, for he cares for you. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. The Classic Amplified says, worries, concerns, once and for all. That may be the problem in the first place. But you keep jumping track. You run up to the 2nd chapter in the 24th verse. Nothing happened. Well, I guess healing just not for me. No. No. Come on. We'll get there. And nobody start. I didn't come here tonight and say, wherefore? No, back up. The word of the Lord endures forever, and this is the word by which the gospel is preached unto you, wherefore laying aside all malice and guile, hypocrisies, envies, and evil speakings. Lay it aside. The word of the Lord endures forever. You don't need that other stuff. Get out of there. There's a snake in your kitchen. Get out of there. Yes. Or kill him.
Yeah, Jesus.
I was in my mother's kitchen one time, and I don't remember what we were talking about. And now she's a farm girl. And I said, Mother, we're going to have to... We're going to speak to the devil over this. I said, now talk to him. Tell him. She said, now devil, now in the name of Jesus. I said, Mother, now hold it a minute. If you were to walk in here in your kitchen and somehow or another, some big old sow got in through the back door and just shook herself and just slung mud and slop all over your kitchen and just stink, would you say, pig? I said, no, you would not. You'd grab that broom handle. You'd start beating that. She said, devil, you can't. Just a little attitude adjustment there is all it took. Because James 4:7 doesn't say, resist the devil and he'll flee from you. It says, submit yourself to God and resist the devil and he'll flee from you. Yes. That changes everything.
Yes. Amen.
That is an exceeding great and precious promise if you get the whole thing.
Yes.
Glory to God. That's the way this book is written.
Amen.
It's not going to put you in a place where you can't receive the benefit of that promise. It is going to correct you and me and put us in a place of faith so the devil doesn't have anything to stand on, and we do. We can stand on those exceeding precious exceeding great and precious promises if we stand by faith, nothing wavering. Hallelujah. Until it becomes the title deed to it. Now notice it. Laying aside who? You. I have to do this. I can't do this for you. I have to do this for myself. Now I'm responsible for teaching this to my children and my grandchildren and my great-grandchildren to so that they know this. You have to do this. Laying aside all malice and guile. Well, what is guile? It's deceitfulness. A deceitful, deceiving mouth. That your lips speak no guile. You want to enjoy long life? Then see to it that your lips speak no guile. No deceit. Now, that one, being a liar is one thing, but being deceitful. Deceitful is a thing that, oh, everything is so wonderful, you dirty. Those kind of people foul up churches. Everything is just wonderful when they get to church. Talk about the pastor all the way home and all the way to church. If you don't like the pastor, go find one that you do. Lay it aside. Hypocrisies, envies, evil speakings, as newborn babies desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. There is two different types of instructions right there. Get rid of this and get on the word. Let the word move all of that other out of your mouth and fill your mouth like a baby feeds on food.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Huh?
Yes. Right.
Praise God. So, if so be you have tasted that the Lord is gracious. I mean, you feed on these promises until you can just taste it. And the goodness of God just gets so real to you that you just want more and more and more and more and more, like a little baby waking up in the middle of the night and I'm hungry for the word. Oh, I mean, when Gloria and I found out about faith and about love and how it works, and we just couldn't get enough of it. And as I've told you before, we didn't have anything to unlearn. We were scriptural illiterates when we got into it. And anyway, we listened to Brother Hagin night and day, literally night and day. We go to bed at night and put that tape recorder on right there next to the bed. And it'd wake me up going flip, 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 flip. And I got to where I could reach over there and get it and do it without turning the light on. Flip that tape over and run it through there and turn it on and go back to sleep. But it got to the point, I didn't try to do this. It got to the point, I listened to him for so long, I got to where I sounded like him. I didn't try to mimic him at all.
Right.
We were at a full gospel businessmen's fellowship, and I've forgotten just now how that, anyway, this young boy, I was preaching and they had the microphone out there in the foyer where the tapes were. And Brother Hagin was sitting out there. And this young boy walked in there and heard me on the thing. And he looked up there and he turned around and looked at Brother Hagin. And Brother Hagin said, but I had listened to him so much that I sounded like him. And I wasn't attempting to do that. But it got so down in me. I was so hungry for it. I could not live without it. To whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. You also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Oh, you could spend time on that right there. A holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices. What is that? Praise and honor to glorify Him. And you come before Him as your king. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect and precious. He that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Oh, glory to God, I believe on him and you can't confound me anymore. I'm not confounded over this thing. I don't even use that word. I don't even go around anymore and saying confound it. No, it's not my vocabulary.
That's right.
I'm not confounded. I'm not confused. Glory to God anymore.
Amen.
Unto you, therefore, which believe, he's precious. But unto them that be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner. And a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word. Don't stumble at the word. Abraham stumbled not at the promises of God, giving glory to God, being fully persuaded that he was able to do what he had promised. How did he become fully persuaded? He had a covenant of blood with him and he believed it.
Yes.
When you become covenant minded, you can get fully persuaded that I own this. It belongs to me in the name of Jesus. We're a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar or a special. That word peculiar doesn't mean we're weird. It really, the proper word is special. I'm special. I'm special in the eyes of God. I'm something special. A special people that you should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Which in times past you were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained. Oh, glory to God, I have mercy. I have mercy. Oh, Lord God, I have mercy. I have mercy. Oh, God, I have mercy. I have mercy. Dearly beloved. Oh, He called me dearly beloved. I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lust, which war against the soul, having your conversation or your conduct honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may be see your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation. Submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake. For the who? For what? For what? For what? For what? For what? For what? For the Lord's sake. Now, don't forget that phrase right there before you get kind of bent out of shape here. Whether it be to the king as supreme for the Lord's sake, I do not agree with President Biden's politics, but he's president. And I respect that. You understand what I'm saying? For the Lord's sake. Glory to God. Are we getting anywhere with this now? Or governors as unto them that are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers. Well, what if they're not punishing them? That's not my business. It's my business to pray. And for the praise of them that do well. For so is the will of God. You want to know what the will of God? For so is the will of God that with well-doing you may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. As free and not using your liberty for a cloak of maliciousness, but as the servants of God, or as the slaves of God, honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. Servants, be subject to your masters with all fear. Not only the good and gentle, but also the froward. Or proper respect. Proper respect and honor. For this is thankworthy, if a man for conscience toward God endure grief, suffering wrongfully. For what glory is it, if when you be buffeted for your faults, you shall take it patiently? But if when you do well and suffer for it, take it patiently, this is acceptable with God. For even hereunto were you called. This is a divine calling.
Yes.
I don't care if you're an apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher, a man in the drilling business, school teacher, car dealer. I don't care. You're born again. You're called to hear. Praise God. For even hereunto were you called, because Christ, the Anointed One, also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who when he was reviled, reviled not again, and when he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judges righteously, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed, for we were as sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and the bishop of our souls. There were a lot of qualifying things there for the Lord's sake. Things we're called to do, and we should be well and strong. But somebody just picks that up or pulls a little promise card out of the promise box. By his stripes you were healed. By his stripes I'm healed. By his stripes I'm healed. By his stripes I'm healed. By his stripes. I don't believe that. And all that other stuff is a lot of baggage. By the time you get down to there, you're ready.
In 2022, make time to receive God's word and direction for your life. Join Kenneth Copeland at these upcoming KCM events. April 7 through 9 for the Branson Victory Campaign in Missouri. May 12 through 14 for the Sacramento Victory Campaign in California. May 26 through 28, join us for the first ever Knoxville Victory Campaign in Tennessee. June 9 through 11, don't miss another first, the Fargo Victory Campaign in North Dakota. And August 1 through 6, bring your whole family to the Southwest Believers Convention in Fort Worth, Texas. Come expecting to fill up on the meat of God's Word at our annual hometown meeting. KCM events are free to attend. Don't miss out on the opportunity to sow God's Word into your life. Go to kcm.org/events for more information, and we'll see you there.
What a great week of teaching we've had together. The Victory First meeting from EMIC was absolutely outstanding. Today, we learned how to take possession of God's exceeding great and precious promises. When we follow God's correction, then we will be able to receive His direction. The Bible is our title deed. And when we know that, we will own it. You can watch any of these broadcasts free on kcm.org or KCM's Roku channel. Now, today is offering day on the broadcast, and we want to give you the opportunity to sow into the word that you've heard this week. The scripture I have for you, Deuteronomy 8:18, and it says this, "But you shall remember the Lord thy God, for it is He that gives you power to get wealth, that He may establish His covenant, which He swore unto thy fathers as it is this day." Partners, you need to know how much Kenneth and Gloria Copeland love and appreciate you. I know that they pray for you every day. You know, you help us send this uncompromised word of faith from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around the middle on every available voice. Let me pray for you right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for all that are watching, those that are giving. And Lord, we thank You that our faith is being strengthened. We're seeing You like never before. And no matter what is going on in our lives, our hearts are established in the Word, and we have hope and we have victory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, Brother Copeland is going to be returning next week, and we're going to continue the Victory First Conference. Well, this is Pastor George Pearson's reminding you that God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland would like to thank you for praying and sowing into Kenneth Copeland Ministries. We are believing with you for your abundant harvest. To sow your financial seed, you can text the letters KCM to 36609, go online to kcm.org/giveonline, or call 877-615-4267. Your giving has helped send the word of faith from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around the middle.